welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have Kyle Dennis again. Always a pleasure to talk to our resident expert. I would say expert in most things. I mean, from, you know, cheap options that turn high profit to biotech stuff. I mean, now we get it all. We get it all with your service trading with Kyle, man. Always good to have you on the show. Welcome back. How you been?
I've been really good. Thanks for having me, man.
Pleasure. Well, it's, I got to tell you, as a colleague here at Raging Bull, it's just fun to sit back and watch you work, man. You're in your 20s. You know, to retell your story a little bit, you're in your 20s, you're a real estate market analyst, right? You start trading on the side. You get a good mentor in Jason Bond, and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to teach myself something. I'm going to learn something here. I'm going to change my life from being a low-wage earner, real estate market analyst to being a multi-million dollar stock trader. You taught yourself. That's one of the things I'd love to talk to you about today, man. It feels like we have so much more time on our hands right now, stuck in quarantine. And instead of just, you know, what is it, Netflix and chill, Amazon Prime and chill, Disney Plus and chill, right? People have an opportunity to learn something. You know, I'd love to start, Kyle, with like, how did you begin that process, right? How did you begin the process of changing your life by learning a skill of trading? And yeah, where did you begin? Where can others begin?
Sure. Yeah. So I began in really the simplest way that many people begin in any industry, and that's just by picking up a book. It's the oldest mentor there is. And one of my favorite books, I remember I picked it up. It was called Technical Analysis of the Financial Markets. It's by this guy, John Murphy. And I picked up the book, PDF, I printed it out, and I'd bring it to the gym. And when I was on the elliptical or the bike, you know, trying to get some exercise in, I would read chapters of this book. And what the book was about was one of my favorite topics, which is charting. And that's a consistent avenue in all my different strategies that I use. It's charting patterns. And by diving into that book, which goes over charting, basically, it talks about how a chart is made, which is price and volume, or the amount of people trading a particular stock. These patterns develop, and it's a constant in all the different strategies that I have. And I'm always relying on charting for trying to time when to enter and exit a stock. So that's where I really started, is by picking up this first book, getting my feet wet with something that is pretty basic and something that I still use today in everything that I'm doing.
So, I mean, you know, you had other mentors, right? You had Jason Bond. He was someone that, did you feel like a book was all you needed, or was that kind of coupled with other assistants, right? Because sometimes it's hard to read something in the book if you don't quite get a concept to be able to bounce that idea or thought off somebody.
Right. That's a perfect question, because what really happened with me is that I read this book. I thought that charting was really important, but then there's a different avenue of this all, which you read the concept, you read the theory in a book, and then you go, well, how the heck do I place a trade, and how do I put this into practice? It's kind of like, you know, if you're a blacksmith, you have like a mentor teaching you how to make the weapons or whatever you're making. And that's what like Jason Bond was for me. Because after I read this book and the charting and I got my feet wet, you know, I opened up an account, and then I thought, well, what the heck do I do with this information that I've learned? And it turns out Jason's really into very simple charting patterns as well. So it kind of meshed really well for me. And he kind of took me to the next level of understanding how to execute on trade ideas that I had based on charts and catalysts and other sorts of indicators that I was looking at. So it really helped to have that mentor that was doing something in the market already, and having help to put something that you know and you've learned into practice, and also teach you more things, because there's so much more to learn. I learn stuff every day.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that at first you need to be introduced to it with the information, right? So you can know the info, but it's a lot different. You know, for me as a, you know, former pro basketball player, I could know how to shoot a hook shot. It's a different thing to do it when you got a 7-foot guy in front of you. You know, so it sounds like there's the technical information, And then there's the actual application, right? Like there's the execution of that information. And what I hear you saying is it's important to have, you know, people kind of walking you through that, or at least seeing some side of kind of demonstration in terms of how it's done. What's the next step in the process? Like once you got it in your head, you can do it with your hands. How did you refine it from there?
Well, going through my experience, I once I learned the charting stuff, I opened up an account and I started trading, and I did so when I got Jason Bond, I got a little bit better. But I think a big part of it, of the mistakes people make when they're trading, is that they don't take things a little bit too slowly. They just want to jump into it. And that's the way my personality was. So I just jumped into it. And that caused me to make a lot of mistakes at the beginning, just because I was a rookie and didn't have a lot of practice. So I really recommend paper trading, or even doing something with nowadays commissions are $0 to trade. You could trade one share just to have some skin in the game and get your feet wet in terms of like actually having a little bit of money in the market and really market or mark your results down because you're actually buying and selling stuff, but not really risking too much capital. And I guess to put it into like basketball terms, maybe reading the book is like learning the hook shot, and then getting a mentor and getting ready is kind of like practice. And then you're at game day, you know, and that's a whole different story when you have that 7-footer in your face or someone's double teaming you. You know, that's what it's like in the real market. And if you don't practice and have those skills and fundamentals, you're setting yourself up to fail. So it's really important to, I think, read about stuff, watch videos, listen to podcasts, get yourself a mentor, someone who's skilled in the game, practice, and then get in there for game day and try to make it work.
So what's something that people can learn right now, man? I know that you're a great trader. I also know that you're a great teacher. You know, I see so many of your members on Twitter just, you know, giving you shout outs and love for, you know, what you've done for them. I'm curious, you know, what are some things that you feel like you're learning right now? And what are some things that you feel like people could really learn well right now, especially in these markets?
I think one of the best things to learn is just one simple chart pattern. I like to keep things really simple. One of my favorite chart patterns is called the bull flag. And it basically looks like the pennant, you know, that you would win at if you won the, you know, the division in baseball. It just looks like a little flag. And what happens is shares are moving up and down, but they get tighter and tighter, and they get more what's called consolidated, like a spring getting ready to jump out to the upside. And that pattern is really trusted and it has been working here for decades, because what a chart does is it depicts what the psychology of the traders are, because all it is a picture of price and volume of people trading it. So these patterns just repeat themselves, and there's lots of them. But if I was to pick one, I would say the bull flag pennant pattern is my favorite. And that's something that I've seen a lot of other traders that have made millions of dollars do very well, is they just trade the same pattern over and over again.
What I love what you just described is how these chart patterns are visualizations of market psychology, right? And so what you just described, if we could, you know, spell it out for people in terms of what they're seeing with that bull chart, you know, bull flag or bull pendant chart pattern, is a stock kind of price go up vertically and then go sideways horizontally. And it shows that there was a lot of psychology in the buying, and then it's kind of held that price, right? It hasn't come back down. What does that tell you about the psychology of the people when the price just trades sideways right there?
Yeah, so when it does that, it's basically saying, well, when it moves up, people are inclined to take profits, right? To book, you know, they want to put some money in their bank account. It makes sense. But when that price starts to come down just slightly, someone else steps in to want to buy. And then it goes back up. And what happens is a consolidation pattern, like you're saying, where it's going sideways and holding the strength. And that's the key, is it's holding the strength. Every time it's dipping down, someone, these people, whoever it may be, are stepping in there and buying. And when that pattern develops for, say, a couple weeks, and it's showing you all this strength, other people are seeing that strength, and other people get interested, and eventually it bursts to the upside because there's just so much strength there. Everybody's trying to get their hands on the same shares.
Ah, see, that's fascinating. And that's one chart pattern that what I think is so cool about that is that people, when they're just getting started, right? You know, people can recognize patterns. When you see a pattern like that and you see it go up and then sideways and gain some strength and up, you know, what I've been once told that, you know, stocks or charts like that are like sprinters, right? You can only go so fast for so long before you got to take a break. And as long as you don't step backwards, right, you can take your next sprint. And exactly. so that's really cool. What are some things, so you're saying chart patterns are something that people can learn right now, just one, the bull flag. What are some things that you're learning in this market and that you're putting into play that has, I mean, let's be real, has helped you be successful even when this market has dropped like a rock and, you know, shot up like a rocket? Because gosh, once we hit those lows there, I think back in mid to late March, we have just bounced like crazy. And I know you've made money both ways. So what are some things you're learning, you're seeing that you're putting into practice to be profitable in this time?
Yeah, so what I've learned really is a much better way to adjust my risk tolerance and go for bigger swings. Because what's happening right now in the markets is unprecedented, really. We've had these down days of 1,000, 2,000 points. And now if I'm seeing it's settled down a little bit, but now if I'm seeing a day of like up 300 or 400, down 300 or 400, that's like almost a normal day now. Well, like last year, if that was happening, I'd say, wow, an extraordinary update, 300 points on the Dow or 300 points down on the Dow. What a bad day. Now it's just the normal. So what I've realized is that if I take my position sizing down a little bit, and I go for these bigger swings and be a little bit more patient, I can make bigger wins. And that's the volatility of the market right now is a trader's market, because it's happening quick. And if you can pick the correct direction based on the chart and be patient, then you can have a much bigger win than ever was possible in previous market conditions, when these days of 50 or 100 points on the Dow were more regular. Now you're getting 5, 6, 7 times the amount of volume and movement. So having that patience, reducing the position sizing a little bit, and also adjusting my risk in terms of if it's going the wrong direction on me, the momentum it seems like right now is just pushing to one side or the other on a day-to-day basis and cutting losses quickly. So it's something that I've learned to adjust, and that's really important in trading, is just to always be learning and always being adjusting to varying market conditions, because you never know what the next day or the next trend is going to be.
Talk to us real quick here about your patience, right? Saying how you need to be patient on some of these. I know that you've written out some of your recent picks. I mean, if go over your services here. We got Trading with Kyle, which is kind of a great catch-all. You know, we have Fast Five, which, you know, another service there for folks looking to get into it. And we have Dollar Ace, which is a service people love because they get to buy, you know, options under a dollar, which can, you know, double pretty quickly. For which one of these services do you find you've learned that patience is really important in terms of waiting to see that return?
It's definitely Dollar Ace, because Dollar Ace is my options trading service based on unusual options activity. And those trades can really, really go up quickly and can keep going way further than you would think. So for example, yesterday I traded Lululemon, ticker there is LULU. I bought some calls on it, and the calls were exactly a dollar. And I told myself, and I told members, hey, I'm going for 100% win here. Hopefully it takes 1 to 3 days, which is still a pretty quick win. But what do you know, like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, it was already at 100% win. And I'm like, on one hand, I'm like, wow, that hit my target really quickly. But it's almost sometimes in this market, if it's showing you strength, you need to be a little bit more patient. And that trade ended up going up 300% that day. So, you know, these things are just really fast moving. And if something hits your target pretty quickly, there's a pretty decent chance in this market that it's going to keep going in that direction, because it's momentum's piling in every day. And when you pick the right direction, it just seems like it just continues all day long.
300%, man. It's been great having you. Last question for you here for the WealthWise podcast audience. What is some wealth wisdom that you would share with people, either about trading or investing in this market, that they could take and go and apply, you know, soon?
I think something evergreen that I've always done, and I think is really excellent once you become profitable, is in any market conditions to pay yourself when the win comes. Don't worry about too much about greed and trying to capture the very, very top. Pay yourself when it comes and be aggressive if it hits your target, and tell yourself to take profits. And then when you do, after each week or every 2 weeks, pay yourself like a normal job. I still continue to do that. I take money out of my account, put it in my bank account. because investing in trading is always risky. You're always battling yourself mentally, and mistakes can be made. So whenever I come across some good gains, I like to pay myself just like when I had when I was getting a paycheck every 2 weeks, and I'd pay myself and I put that in a savings account or look for other avenues to invest it. That way, you're naturally keeping yourself diversified. You're keeping your mental game strong, and looking at it, like I always say, like a job or a career versus gambling, which a lot of people look at it that way and want to hit these humongous returns really quickly. And that leads to a lot of losses quickly.
What I love about that wisdom, one is that, you know, I think knowing when to sell and knowing when to buy is probably so hard, right? It's hard to know when to sell because you're thinking, oh man, it's, you know, even if you're down, oh, it's going to come back. And then you wait and it gets worse. Or, you know, when you're up and you're thinking, oh man, I can make more. And then it turns, and then like it turns against you and a winner becomes a loser, right? And so knowing when to sell, but gosh, that advice of pay yourself, not just on trades that are winners, but on a regular basis, I think is so wise, because oftentimes I think about my position sizing based on percentage of my account. And if I never pay myself and I do well, then sometimes perhaps I'm taking too large of a position size because my account has increased, versus kind of paying myself, keeping that account at a similar size, and therefore I don't increase my risk, and I'm kind of stocking away, you know, money to the point of being able to play the game longer. So I think there's a lot of wisdom in that man. And obviously it's done well for you. What, how close are you to, you close to $8 million now, total profit? Is it nine?
I just passed 8 million this month, and I passed 1 million for the year, and it's only April. So I'm super happy. It's been one of my best starts for the year ever in one of the worst markets. So just more of a testament to the trader's market right now.
I love it. And you're 29.
Yeah.
Eat your heart out, audience. Kyle Dennis is who you want to be like and who you want to learn from. Hey, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, man. As always, keep doing what you're doing with your great services, teaching, helping, and training people to change your lives like you've changed yours, man. And best of luck in these markets. I'm not sure you're going to need it, but I wish it to you.
Thanks, Ben. It's been fun.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.